Here, let me give you a gospel card.
Oh, okay.
All right, so my husband and I...
Yeah.
Let me turn this off, too, so we don't have to sit
Are
and
you
listen
sure?
to it. Yeah. I was just finishing up our lunch and everything in there.
Well, I don't want to bother you on your
lunch. Oh, no, we're all done. I was just cleaning
out.
No problem. No, I'm glad you stopped. Yeah, that's why we have the signs out here.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you said you're Roman Catholic?
I'm Catholic. I mean, I have my Holy Communion, which we're a lot different than other churches. Jesus died on the cross. We got the cross in the church. You know.
Yeah, I know about Roman Catholics, and can I share something
with
you?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's Roman Catholic, Methodist, Baptist, Lutheran, Anabaptist. The denominations that you see, all the ones with the names, and even the ones who say we're non-denominational that look and act just like them, they're made of man. Do you realize they were made 1,500 to 1,800 years later? The Roman Catholics were before that. They didn't start with Christ's New Testament body, which is what we travel around the country. We share the biblical gospel with them because the denominational churches are not teaching that. And even if they do teach some of it, they're not holding people to it. See, we left man-made religion, and that's what we call it, because it was made of man. Ultimately, Satan, not God. So Christ set up his New Testament body back when he was walking on the earth. Okay. And then I know the Roman Catholics think Peter was the first pope, but there's evidence that he isn't, and the Roman Catholics have a lot of sins. And so what we do, not just Roman Catholics, all the denominations out there, we came out from them. My husband's family was like Roman Catholic. I was raised a Lutheran. He went and to different various evangelical churches and things.
I mean, there's only one God. Why has there got to be so many different, like...
divisions
know.
And flavors,
yeah,
we call
know.
It. You know why? Because it's the flesh of man, and he wants something that tickles their itchy ears, like the Bible says. They will heap up for themselves teachers that tickle their itchy ears because they love their life, they love their sin, and they don't want to change it. They don't want to forsake it. They don't want to repent from it. And you'll see on that gospel card, right on this side, on the front there, a lot of people have faith. They believe there is a creator God, and they believe in Christ who came and died and shed his blood for the remission of sins for the world.
Right.
And you were kind of talking about that. Now, a lot of people have that, and they just stop there and think they get to go to heaven. And that's not true. Because on there, you'll see, you have to repent. And repenting isn't just feeling bad, and like the Roman Catholics do. They go confess to a priest who thinks he has the power to remit sins. He doesn't. Only Christ does. And so a repenting is a turning of your mind. So you're living your life, you're doing what you're doing, living in your sins, your iniquities, and maybe you believe in that God, but then you see your sins and how Christ can wash you clean. You repent of that and you turn toward him. That means everything is what? It's behind you, right?
Right. I mean, I was putting water
live...
and all that, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yep, and then you're going to live a holy, godly life facing and going after him, following after him, right? That means all the ways of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, all those things that trip us up and stain us, those are behind us. It doesn't mean we don't have issues and that we don't try, you know, that we might fall into sin, but by his power, by his strength, we get up. And the only way we get that power and strength is if we have a willing, submissive heart, we repent of it, and he'll give us the Holy Spirit. That means being born again. Now, the Roman Catholics baptize babies, and then they have a what do you want to call it? I know the Lutherans do it, too. Confirmation, you know, you go through all
I've
that.
Yeah, I've done that.
And you're confirming
it. Hey!
That's my husband.
Nice to meet you.
That's unbiblical, too, because baptism for babies, you know, baptism is for those who repent. Babies can't repent. They're not even cognizant of it.
Yeah.
And so I'm just showing you a few of the issues where... the Roman Catholics and the denominations are wrong. So we talked about faith. We talked about repentance. That means you're going to lose your life. Jesus said, pick up your cross and follow after me, right? So that means everything that of your flesh desires, you're willing to lay it down and follow after him. And when he sees that, he'll give his Holy Spirit to you. That's called being born again. And if you're born again, now you have the power to live a victorious life over sin. Doesn't matter. It doesn't mean we don't have to battle our flesh. So every day you're going to battle that flesh. It's going to want to sin. It's going to want to go back to the lust. And like the Bible says, a dog returns to its vomit. But you know what that is? That's a sacrifice Christ was the sacrifice. Before that was the lamb sacrifice. Today, by the power of Christ, we sacrifice our flesh and our lusts and our desires.
Mm.
And we follow in obedience, and then we keep doing that until the end.
And I mean, I say my prayers and all this. I mean, right now I'm in a predicament where I can't afford rent. So I don't know what he's got in store for me, but I wish he would show me the way, like where to go, what to do. I'm waiting on Wednesday. You know, I get a check, I get SSI, but you can't do 900. You can't do much with that. Rent is so high.
Oh, I know. We live in our van. We sold what we have,
yeah,
and we live really simple.
We
sleep right next to the people who are in theirs.
I had a van. I really do. But right now, I got a patch of a little spot where I'm staying at. I got to do something. I'm 60. I'm too old. I'm disabled. I'm falling apart. But I just wish he would show me the way.
Well, most important, when you say what to do, focus on the spiritual. It says, seek after the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things will be taken care of. See, the Bible says, be thankful for food and raiment. It doesn't even say anything about a shelter.
Right.
It says food and raiment. So if you have food, you have raiment, we're to be thankful. And more important than any of that is your soul.
Right.
And that's why we're out here. Flip this over, and this shows all the warnings of the denominational religion, what they're teaching, a bunch of lies. Like you see Christmas on there, Christmas, Easter, the holidays. Those are pagan. Those are lies.
What do you mean that's pagan lies? What do you talk about? People that celebrate it?
Yeah. God never ordained things like Christmas and Easter and all those holidays that all the churches are celebrating. They started from pagan origins.
Oh.
And Constantine and the Roman Catholics merged them together.
Paganism was so-called Christian holidays myself. I don't even celebrate my birthday.
Okay, so I'll use that as an example of just one lie that they teach. And you know the Bible says one lie will leave you outside the gates of heaven.
Yeah.
If you celebrate love and practice one lie. And you can see on that card, there's many, many lies within the denominational religion. And like I was saying, we left that. And the reason why is because we tested them. We're like, oh, what do we do? We were born again when I was 39, which was like, we were both born again about 15 years ago when we surrendered and he gave his Holy Spirit to us.
Yeah.
And we started seeing with eyes like he does, with holiness and obedience and wanting to follow after him. And we started reading the scriptures because that's our only source of truth.
Yeah.
Not all these relics like Hail Mary, which is a sinful thing to keep doing repetitive prayers. The cross is like, it's idolatry to be putting that up. Graven images of our Lord and Savior, those are all sinful. What you need to do, the scriptures are our source. I know the Roman Catholics, they believe in all this mysticism and all these sightings. That's sinful. We don't.
Yeah.
That's not where we get our truth, because Satan can do signs and wonders. Where we get our truth is the Bible alone. And when we started studying it and testing all these places and all these people who are teaching, they do what the Bible says not to do, and they don't do what the Bible says do. So we left all that. We don't belong to anybody. We take nobody's money. We live a very simple, frugal life.
What do you think about that? I mean, these churches, I mean, what do? They get people in their church, but then yet they want their money in that. That's a big sin, I think.
That is one of the many, many
sins. I
can
remember
sins.
They used to go around with the basket and that, you know?
Yep,
but
exactly.
But you take me, for example, if I was to go into a church and ask for help, they'd close the door on me. I'm serious. I mean, I need food, I need shelter, whatever. They won't help. But you let the ones go in there willing to give them money, I went to this one church to get out of the rain and all that, and I need some help with food and all that. Well, they refused me, but at the same time, they gave money, $10,000 check to this woman that wanted to have an abortion clinic.
Right.
Imagine that.
It's a business, and that's what I was saying. Those are created of Satan.
Yeah.
They're not created of God. And what we do,
I think
we give the best thing we can
fake.
To people. The Bible says, what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? We go out and we minister to souls.
Yeah.
The souls that, because you don't know if you're going to be around tomorrow. I don't know if I am.
No, you don't ever know.
Right. We want to make sure people are submitting their will to the Lord, repenting, so they can be born again and be following after him.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, you stopped to ask about the signs.
Yeah, I just, you know,
that's
I was curious.
Yeah.
I mean, I see I see different people, which I go here, go there, but I got to stop and I got to settle down, getting too old for these streets. I just left Raleigh, North Carolina. You know, I had a camp there for 3 years.
Hey, sister, so I stopped it when there was going to be some personal information, and I just wanted to share with you that I gave her a book of John and one of our gospel tracts that has the gospel printed out on it even more, and helped with the need. And I just wanted to share with you, sisters, be very careful. Us out here out on the streets, we run into a lot of people who are beggars. I'm not going to call her one because she came over to ask about the sign. Or homeless, or whatever their situation is. We always want to minister the gospel. That's first and foremost, because like I told her on the audio, we don't know if she's going to have tomorrow or if I will. And the most important thing is to nourish the soul with the truth of God's word. And, you know, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? I want our hands clean. And then as you do that, if they have a need or something, just a general simple one, you can help them with it, like food. That's basically what we do. We've helped in other areas. But we know in America anyway, there are a lot of programs. There's programs all over every place we go. We know this. And so, you know, when you think about in the Old Testament, how God had the corners of the fields left so they could glean it, the poor people or whoever, whatever it is that their situation was, maybe they weren't even poor and maybe they were just lazy, I don't know. But they were able to have that. Well, today, you know, we know God has a governmental system set up, regardless of whether it is following his word or not. The government has something, if you want to say it, kind of similar to that. They have a lot of programs. You know, people are not gleaning the corners of fields today, but there are many, many, so many social programs out there. And as you heard on the audio, she says she gets food stamps and things. There's so many programs to take care of these people. So our focus here, I just wanted to share, is the truth of God's word. Because society, which they are living in and belong to and are choosing at this point, is taking care of them in all those ways. Oftentimes, these people choose that life because they have issues they don't want to forsake, or if you want to say repent of. They don't want to give those up, and so they want their freedom, but yet they want people to take care of them. But we still, it doesn't matter if it's somebody who might be trying to scam us. I'm not saying she is, but we've had many people try to do that. Or if it's somebody who is rich and doesn't even need anything and has plenty of money to give away to people, we treat them all the same with the word of God as a precious soul who needs to repent, lest they be sent out in outer darkness. So that's what we do. I just wanted to share that with you, sisters, and hopefully that was encouraging to you. Praise God. Earlier today, we had looked at an event to go to, and we went there, and it wasn't quite really what we were thinking it might be, and it wasn't really conducive for sharing the gospel there. So in God's timing and the way he is, we knew of a park not too far away that we had flown signs in on our van before. Yeah, relatively busy one where people go by. We have witnessed in it before, so we decided to do that today, and I was able to, perfect timing, be here to give her the truth of God's word, and hopefully seeds were planted, regardless what she does with it. Good works were done, God was glorified, and we're like the watchman on the wall, warning people of their death to come and giving them the life-saving truth. So hopefully that was encouraging to you. We're off to do some more ministry work online. There's always more, and hopefully there'll be some more witnessing later. All right, I love you, sisters. Hold fast. May God be praised.